You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. Today, Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie. Since Fleetwood Mac released their debut album nearly 50 years ago, there have been many incarnations, comings and goings, couplings and uncouplings. But Lindsay and Christine making an album, just the two of them, well, that's new. Although, as Lindsay says, the two have always had chemistry as songwriters.
That was part of our strength going all the way back to the beginning, was that we were soulmates of a different kind.
Lindsay and Christine started working on their new record shortly after Christine rejoined Fleetwood Mac in 2014. She had left the band 16 years before.
I was very nervous when I walked into the studio to start with her. I really was nervous. But the moment I stepped into the room with Lindsay and Mick and John there, I just felt as if I'd actually never left the band.
Although this is not a Fleetwood Mac album we're talking about, Lindsay and Christine did recruit original bassist John McVie and drummer Mick Fleetwood to do some recording. And they made the album at Studio D in L.A., the same studio where Fleetwood Mac recorded their 1979 album Tusk. We'll talk a bit about the Tusk years and some of the drama around making the band's iconic 1977 album Rumors, when everyone was breaking up and breaking down. In case you need a refresher, Christine's marriage to bassist John McVie was ending. Stevie Nicks and Lindsay Buckingham had split after a long time as romantic and musical partners. But through it all, there was never drama or ill will between Lindsay and Christine, which is maybe why their songwriting and musical chemistry is still intact after all these years. We'll find out. But we start with a live performance of the song Red Sun, recorded at the Sands Bethlehem Event Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
You too. Thank you.
With a live performance off their new self-titled album, that is Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. Welcome, both of you, to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so nice to hear both of you do what you do on this record. Really, really happy to have it and happy to have you both here. So you made the album in Studio D in L.A., the same studio where you had made Tusk in 1979. And I know that was an incredibly experimental album, a lot of creative juices presumably still in that space. But from what we hear, that process was also really stressful. So I'm wondering, first off the bat, why did you want to go back to that space in particular to work on this project?
Well, Studio D at the Village it certainly is a place we've had a connection with, and we helped actually design that room. And it was really built for us to go in and do the Tusk album. I wouldn't say Tusk was stressful.
It was for us.
It was kind of cathartic for me because I was the one who was sort of breaking the mold a little bit. But it was only stressful in the sense that we were breaking new ground and we were sort of outside of the collective comfort zone. Certainly Rumors in many ways was a far more stressful process because you were dealing with, a lot of emotional dysfunction at that time, which had somewhat subsided by the time we made Tusk.
Sort of.
Well, it's still subsiding, actually, now that I think about it. But going back there was really just an impulse we had because it was so familiar and so contextual for us as a second home. And we were looking for somewhere to welcome Christine back. And, the idea of Christine and me going in and cutting new songs was just sort of an extension of her beautiful and karmic return to the band after a long period away.
Christine, you sort of chimed in there and said that it was stressful for you at the time of making Tusk. And I know that places can trigger memories. Like if I drive by my childhood home where it was, I can smell my mom's cooking from when I was a kid.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Did you feel any sort of ghosts when you walked back into Studio D for the very first time with Lindsey?
No, because I think that I probably don't remember very much about the whole album, if I'm being honest.
Why is that?
I think there was a fair amount of alcohol being consumed at that time. No, I mean, I remember the making of the album, but I don't recall any bad feelings going in there. It's a great studio.
Yeah, and the strange thing about Studio D is that it has not changed one bit.
Mm-mm.
It has been maintained exactly as it was when we were there, and that's a beautiful thing, and it's also a little bit eerie, I guess.
Well, yeah, you're like walking into the bathroom and seeing yourself in the same mirror that you would have, in 1979, all of that, I guess, if it's the same.
Yes, slightly different face.
I was going to say, we haven't changed a bit, have we?
Yeah, nothing has happened between then and now, right?
That's right.
Nothing.
You've said that sort of one of the nice things about working together on this is that there's no baggage between the two of you. Where there might have been with other members of Fleetwood Mac. Christine, you were married to bassist John McVie, who also plays on this album. Lindsey, you're married to someone else now, but back in the day, you were with singer Stevie Nicks, who was also with drummer Mick Fleetwood at a time, but never any Lindsey and Christine drama, per se. So are you tempting fate here a little bit?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I love Lindsey to death, but not in that way.
No, I mean, that was part of our strength going all the way back to the beginning was that we were soulmates of a different kind. I could recognize our common ground and the sensibilities we shared as musicians and people who were grounded in our craft and our art all the way back then. And we have been mutually supportive of each other in that way all
Definitely.
Throughout. And that's really the bond right there.
And the bond hadn't broken, even though I left the band for 15 years or whatever it was. The moment we got into the studio together, it was awesome. We went on automatic, really.
It was actually better than ever, I think, for the time and the distance between.
It's kind of amazing. You said this in the little mini doc that you made about making the record, that it blew your minds that it was so easy. Is there one song that you could point to on the album that really exemplifies that chemistry between the two of you coming together that we should listen to?
Ah, gosh, where to start?
Well, I would think maybe Feel About You is a great example of something we did early.
Let's have a listen to it. This is Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie with Feel About You. Let's Feel About You off Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie's new self-titled record. You're listening to The World Cafe. So, Christine, for you, working with Lindsay is part of your returning from what you called a period of hibernation, I guess, after leaving Fleetwood Mac in 1997. And I know that your dad was ill and you bought a house in Kent in England and took care of building it up. And it sounds like that was very nice at first, but then things sort of got rocky and your marriage ended and you had this back injury. And I've read that you said that maybe getting back to the Fleetwood Mac fold was the thing that you felt you needed to shake yourself out of that time. Can you remember a moment in particular when you realized that you really wanted to go back?
Well, I mean, I'd suffered from a terrible chronic fear of flying for all during that time, for that 15 years. And in the end, I had to go seek help. And cutting a long story short, Mick happened to be flying into London from Maui, where he has a house. And I wanted to go to Maui more than anywhere else in the world. And he said, well, look, why don't you wait for me to get to London and I'll fly back with you. So he did. And then I had a couple of shows in his little blues band in Maui. Very nervously trod the boards for the first time in God knows how long. And I kind of got the bug again. I just thought, what have I been doing? So the upshot being that I said to Mick, how would it be if I were to come back to Fleetwood Mac? And I think that they all parlayed and agreed that it might not be a bad idea.
In fact, it might be a terrific idea. How's that? When you said you were sort of feeling your way around the boards and feeling tentative, I mean, that must have been such an odd feeling. Had you been playing much music during the time before?
No, not really. I just used to walk past the piano and, you know, look at it. I didn't really play very much at all during that time. I did make a solo album during the middle of that 15 years in my garage with my nephew. And because I didn't want to fly, I think the 10 people that bought it really loved it.
So having a fear of flying and being in a touring band is a difficult and a tricky thing, I would think. And I think that if I'm remembering lyrics from Carnival Begin, which is the song that ends this new album with Lindsey Buckingham, there maybe is this a reference to the fear of flying? Traveling girl is moving north, west, east, and south.
No, I think that was after my fear of flying had gone, and it was actually that song was all about returning to Fleetwood Mac, and you know, referring to I want all those sparkling things, a new merry-go-round. It was about me coming back to the band.
Yeah, did you feel as though you were re-entering a carnival, like the idea of re-entering Fleetwood Mac?
Well, Fleetwood Mac is a carnival. in the nicest possible way, it is a carnival, and it's very, very, I don't know what the word is. Lindsay, can you think of the word?
What, Fleetwood Mac?
Yes, how would you describe?
Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional. Well, it's that and better things.
No, I mean, that's at the base and always has been, really. I mean, if you look at, you know, the extraordinary success that Rumors managed to accomplish, I mean, it got to a point where the success kind of became about the success, and much of the appeal beyond the actual quality of the music was this story that was the underpinning of us as a band. That, you know, you don't get a band that has two couples that are breaking up while they're making this album, and they're happens to have three writers who are sort of writing songs back and forth to each other within writing dialogues, you know, that end up being the subject matter of the album. And so, you know, that was a dysfunctional time in which to be trying to follow one's destiny. And I think that was a big draw of the album was the kind of the musical soap opera, but also the heroicism of managing to prevail under those circumstances, you know?
Yeah. And make tremendous art and not crumble under the weight of it. And, you know, like make one of the greatest pieces of music that the world has, really.
So yeah, when I say that Fleetwood Mac is dysfunctional, it's still dysfunctional in a way, but you know, underneath that, there always has been and always will be a great deal of love.
Let's have a listen to the song Carnival Begin then, about Christine's return to the Fleetwood Mac fold. This is the song that ends Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie's new self-titled album.
You opened the door and I stepped in, but I know I'm gonna win. I can fly again, got freedom in my mouth. Traveling girl is moving northwest.
That's Carnival Begin off the new album by Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie. They're my guests here on The World Cafe. Lindsay, I had heard that you wrote the song On With The Show a little while before Christine came back into the fold. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how the meaning of that song changed for you when she came back into the Fleetwood Mac picture?
On With The Show was really, I think, just one of many songs that was about really reflecting on how long we'd all been doing this. The fact that if you were to try to predict, you know, back in, say, the late 70s, when we were really riding this huge crest of a wave, you know, would we still be here doing this all these years later? I don't think anyone dreamt that we'd still be doing it, perhaps individually, but the likelihood of this fivesome being together, or even the foursome that it was, it just seemed unlikely. So On With The Show was just about, you know, at that time, the commitment to one's art, the commitment to continuing to aspire to be an artist and not just a label or a formula. And then, of course, when Christine came back, it did take on a completely different context. And when she heard it, it almost brought tears to her eyes, because I think she realized the profundity of how it applied to the situation with the band suddenly with her back in the fold. So it was a perfect song for the time that it came to light.
Well, let's listen to it now. This is On With The Show, Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie.
As long as I stand, I will take your hand. I will stand with my band. Stand with my band. There's nowhere to go but on down the road. Let's get on with the show.
On With The Show by Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie. They're my guests here on The World Cafe. What's so beautiful, I guess, about the way that you interact with each other in the documentary that you made about the new record, and what I hear in spades on your musical interaction with each other, is that so much of the work that Fleetwood Mac is celebrated for back in the day comes out of tension, and it seems like you're both at this calm and comfortable place, but still inspired to create and to create together. Do you have any thoughts, I guess, about where that drive comes from, or I guess the possibility of continuing to make really vital art without maybe some of the tension that fueled it in earlier days?
I think it's just become a real pleasure. I was very nervous when I walked into the studio to start with. I really was nervous. But the moment I stepped into the room with Lindsay and Mick and John there, I just felt as if I'd actually never left the band.
One of the things that, again, we have, and that the band Fleetwood Mac has, is chemistry. And it's something you can't quantify. It's something in which the sum is greater than the parts. And
but you and I have a synergy, don't we?
Yes, we something, again, it's hard to even analyze. You know, I think after you become experienced over the years, and if you have a discipline to be a writer and to be an artist and to keep trying to push the envelope and to work outside of your comfort zone, you don't really have to be fueled by anything particularly external, at least not things that are tension making or anxiety ridden. I mean, it comes from the discipline and just the real commitment, you know.
Yeah, I think that the sort of coming together and enjoyment of things shows up for me on the song Love Is Here to Stay. And I don't know if that was the intention or if this song is about being in a band at all. But maybe before we go out on it, maybe you can tell me a little bit about how this song was written.
Well, that was not really about the band. That was a song, one of the great gifts of my life was that I watched a lot of people in my younger days who were trying to be parents or trying to be spouses, not necessarily be able to pull it off and live the kind of lifestyle that we were living back then. And so I waited for a long time, probably until it was somewhat unlikely that I would find a life partner. And luckily I did. And I started having kids at a relatively late age. And so, you know, I am now a husband and the father of three kids, you know, ages 19, 17, and 13. And so that song is really about my family and more specifically about my wife, Kristen. And it's about the fact that the wind can change and things can shift around and it can throw you for a loop. But I feel really centered and confident in the commitment and the belief that that love is here to stay. And that's what that song was about.
Well, let's hear it.
Tender was your miracle. Tender was your whispered voice as I lay this soul to rest. Even though I stayed too long, even though
that's Love Is Here to Stay. Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie, thank you so much for being here and congratulations on your new album.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're listening to The World Cafe.
Wind blows one way.